Hello?
Oh, Mr. Hill?
Hi, is this Mr. Arrigo?
Yeah, what is it about?
Hi, I was, the reason I was calling you is because I, was hoping I'd get a minute that you could, help me out with a few questions I had.
About what?
I was, just looking on the internet and I came across your interview from 9/11.
Yeah?
And I was, just wondering, like, you said you were on, it was East 12th Street or something like that?
12th Street and University Place.
And you saw a plane flying by you, you heard it, and then you looked up and saw it?
I heard the plane, I ran out, yeah, and I watched it going right down to the World Trade Center. I thought the pilot had a heart attack.
Yeah, like you said, you had heard the plane, and then you heard a boom, and then you...
No. I heard the motor going right over the building. Jesus Christ, what the hell was that? When I saw the plane right there, and it was going straight for the World Trade Center. I thought the pilot had a heart attack. So right away, when it was going right to the building, I called the... NBC, they said, a plane just hit the World Trade Center. And then they went on after that.
Oh, so, like, was it really low? Like, did it fly, like,
yeah,
right by?
Yeah, it was low.
Like, how far?
Buildings.
How far is East 12th Street from, like, the World Trade Center? Is it, like, a mile or something? A couple miles?
Yeah, a couple of miles. But we could see it, from University Place, you could look straight down and see the Twin Towers.
Oh, because, yeah, in front of it. Yeah, as I was wondering if you had meant you saw, like, the hole in the building, because you said you had ran up the block to go around the corner.
The corner was only about 20 feet.
And then you...
The building entrance was right off University. I ran 20 feet to the corner, and I saw the building right ahead. You see it.
Like, after you heard a noise, you ran up...
I heard the motor. Right over, big noise. The plane is going over. You know how much noise they make, them engines. And I went, what the hell was that? And I seen there's a big plane there going downtown to the World Trade Center.
And you walked up...
Right to it.
You ran up to the corner and you saw it go inside?
I saw it going right straight for the Empire, going for the World Trade Center, yes.
But did you actually see it hit and go into
the
building?
Yes, I did. I was there and I watched it. That's when I called NBC.
Oh, because the way it makes it sound was that you had seen the plane, you heard the engines, and then you had heard another noise a few seconds later, and you ran up to the corner, and...
I ran to the corner, see what it was, and there was a plane. I watched it, and it was going right to the World Trade Center. I said, oh, my God, to myself, the pilot must have had a heart attack. Then when it hit the World Trade Center, I ran in the building and called the NBC and told them about it.
Like, it looked like a big Boeing kind of, like, what color was it, do you remember?
Oh, no, I didn't know about the color, and all I know is a big mother plane going straight for the World Trade Center.
Yeah, and...
Well, then I seen it collapse and everything else, so people jumping out and everything.
Oh, you seen it collapse, too? Yeah, you were down there at that time?
I was standing right on the corner. We could see a plane. Stood there for almost about an hour, and then next thing you know, the other plane hit. We saw that hit, and then boom, then it just crashed right down. We saw people jumping out windows.
You saw the second plane, too?
Sure. We were on a corner. We could see straight down. It was wide open on University where the World Trade Center was. Because you seen a plane come, go right around. I said, oh, my God, there's another plane. And boom, it hit it. And that's when we knew another bit of... Then we heard, one in Pennsylvania or one in Washington. That's what the hell was going on.
Was there all kinds of planes around that day, like flying low?
No.
With a lot of helicopters around there?
Nothing. There was nothing. Afterwards, it was. Yes, afterwards, there was all kinds of police cars going down there and helicopters from the news stations and all, like NBC and WCBS and all the planes, the helicopters, you know, looking and taking pictures and all.
Yeah. What about that? Did you, like, when you saw the second plane, did you see another plane kind of flying close to it?
No, I didn't see anything at all. We just saw that plane coming around. I said, oh, my God, there's another plane. And next thing you know, they said, oh, my God, it's hit the other tower.
Like, did you see?
Shit, what's going on? Then I said, then somebody said that a plane went in Pennsylvania, then one in Washington, D.C. What was going on? But, everybody was surprised.
The second plane, did you see it come in from a long ways out, or?
No, we saw a couple, right from the, we seen it come from the Hudson River. Up on the west side it came. It came down and planed right by the Empire, by the World Trade Center and hit it.
Was it like flying in a straight line when it hit it? Or did it...
No, it was going straight and then made the turn.
Did it swoop down from like... Did it?
No, right turn just made a level that was on, then come right around, and then hit right... They knew just where it was going, right?
Oh, so
the World Trade Center.
So it stayed on the same level of height and it just kind of made that
coming
turn?
In when it was coming in from the Hudson River, from the west side. The same height, going right over. Then,
so,
it turned around and went right into the World Trade Center.
So still, when it was over at the Hudson River, before it made the turn, it was still on the same level.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that. Well, it came from the Hudson River. That's all I know. Came from the west side, because I'm on the west side.
But it was already low from a far ways off.
Oh, right? Yeah, it was. Yeah, you could see it. Yeah, it was low.
So it didn't, like, come from nowhere out of the sky and swoop down kind of
thing? No. It came right around and knew just exactly what to do. These guys were well-trained.
Yeah.
They knew exactly what to do. This guy came right along University Place, straight down. You couldn't have made any straighter right into the World Trade Center. That other guy knew exactly what he was doing. He was on the west side, and they made his left-hand turn. He knew just exactly what he was doing, and he hit on almost the exact same spot as the other one did. He knew just where to hit it.
And the first one, like, that was, you saw it fly over you? That was when you first heard it and saw it?
Like the motor, yeah. Well, what the hell was that? It roared so loud.
And you, like, looked up and you seen it, like, really low.
I ran to the corner and I saw there's a plane there. I saw the plane. Like I said before, without being repetition, I thought the pilot had a heart attack. And it went right straight for the Empire, right for the World Trade Center. When it hit, that's when I ran in and called NBC.
Like, did you see any pieces fall off, or did it, like, just
disappear? When it hit the World Trade Center, I ran and called WNBC. Then I told them about it. Then when I come out, I went to the corner again. Everybody was watching. That's when, after about a half hour, so people holding hands and jumping out and everything else. It was sad. It was in my brain for at least a couple of months. Couldn't believe seeing these people jumping out and getting killed.
And what about when they came down? They came down pretty fast. It just, like, turned to dust. Did you see, like...
No, we didn't see it. All I saw them jumping out the windows. That's all. I didn't watch the flight going down or anything. We just could see them.
And you never saw any other planes around besides the two of them?
No, didn't see nothing. No other planes around or anything.
But, yeah, when the first plane went in, it just, like, disappeared. Did it look like it disappeared, or could you see pieces?
It went right into the World Trade Center. Right in. Right into the building.
Yeah.
And didn't drop a nut, went right in there. And next thing you know, flames and everything. And the next thing you know, about an hour later, the towers just went down like paper mache. Whoop, right down. Just disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. And
yeah.
As I said, as you saw it on YouTube, yes, NBC had it. They called me and everything else, and they can thank me and all. They never gave me anything. I wasn't looking for anything. I just called them to let them know what the hell was going on.
Where were you when you were talking to them or whatever? Were you at work or were you
yes,
like at home?
Yes, at work.
You were at work on 12th Street?
Right there on the corner. The corner building right there where the University Place was. The plane come right straight to University.
Straight down University?
Right, straight down. Because, yeah, but the World Trade Center's right. You stood on University, you could see downtown, you see the World Trade Center's right there. You see, no buildings, no obstruction, no nothing.
Like, how high would you say it was over your head when it came by?
Measurements. A
few hundred feet or something?
Yeah, maybe 200, 300 feet. But, you know, the planes are so big, you think it's right over you.
Was it going really fast?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Full speed ahead.
That was the first one, eh?
Yeah, then the second one, as I said, that was later on. That came from the west side and then made a turn around and bang, right into the south World Trade Center.
Yeah, because what I was trying to figure out from that interview that I saw was whether, like, because it said that you had heard the engines, you looked up and you saw the plane, and then...
As I said...
You heard a boom and then a few seconds
I was done,
later...
I was
wondering if you actually saw the plane go and hit the building yourself.
Oh, yes, when I heard that, I, what was that noise? I ran to the corner, and people, and I look up, there's the plane there, and it wasn't near the World Trade Center yet, but it didn't take much longer to get where it was going. It was heading right for it. Perfect shot, straight.
Yeah.
Perfect shot.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I was wondering too.
Yeah, perfect shot, going right in. They knew what they were doing perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Carey, that's what they committed, both of them. But that's what happened, sir, and I'm glad I could tell you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, sir.
That's okay, Mr. Hill. You have a good night. Now, happy holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.